Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Oh, yes, it's another day to live in your purpose. Another day to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining. We live in the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It is a high of 90. Currently, it is 71 at the T-Mobile Center.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Fried Chicken Day?
Woo!
Uh-oh. He said, about to get me in some trouble.
I gotta stay away from that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I love fried chicken. I do. I ain't gonna lie to you. We got Mary Quinn Lucas. He's on the show, 7:38, talking all things KC.
And TMG goes down at your 23s. Lil Wayne has been in some hot water for allegedly not showing up to the first tour date, but he clears the air on what really happened.
Your motivation on the way in 10 minutes. Another blessed Monday. Let's get back to it, y'all. We hustling and shining only on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Find pursuits you love and do them. Not for money, not for fame, but for the sheer joy of it. Appreciate the people you love and be with them. Not to gain advantage, not to solve your problems, but to share the experiences of living. Take a small corner of the world and make it beautiful. Whether anyone else ever sees it or not, that beauty and your part in creating it will resonate positively all through your life. When there's a particular task you must do, take pride and delight in doing it well. Rather than resenting its necessity, celebrate the opportunity it gives you to make a difference. Much of what is held out as desirable to possess or experience or know comes from the fears, insecurities, and narcissism of others. Step boldly beyond all that. Decide for yourself what makes life good and put it into practice. Earn your keep. Be responsible, involved, thoughtful, and helpful to others. But don't feel like you have to fit into anyone else's idea of what's enjoyable, desirable, or fulfilling. The endless possibilities of existence surround the miraculous uniqueness of you. Go your own way, do your own thing, and make the very most of the grand opportunity that is your life. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:23 on your time. It is a high of 90. Currently, it is 68 in foggy skies in Topeka. Dwayne Wade's son, Zaire, was unfortunately arrested on charges of felony domestic violence. This is about a week or two ago. According to NBC4, Burbank police received a call around 5:30 in the morning on Sunday regarding a woman screaming at a residence. When officers arrived, they found Zaire and a woman who had lacerations on her face and body. Now, despite her injuries, the woman was not taken to the hospital. Zaire was booked on 3 charges, and an emergency protective order has been issued. He was released later on that day after posting a $50,000 bond. Haven't heard too much information since then, but I'm sure we'll probably eventually hear an official report. So that's unfortunate to hear. Switching over, Lil Wayne is clearing the air. He not only did he already shut down the rumors of his engagement, he did say he was single, but now he's clearing the air about missing his first tour date in Maine.
So what you checking in? Listen, Bangor, Maine. I got a motherfucker apologize to you personally again, for real. Sorry for missing that show the other night. Listen, I have epilepsy and I have seizures, right? Thank God I haven't had a seizure in years. But seizures have triggers. The trigger to my seizures are bad migraines. I had a migraine that night. It was recommended that I don't get in the air.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, because one thing about it, you can't perform if you ain't right, especially health-wise. And we know a lot of our favorite celebrities and artists, they have their own health battles. So it's unfortunate. I believe he's gonna work to make that up, but we've heard about his issue with that situation for a little minute now.
Yep. Take care of yourself, y'all. The richest people in the world, when their health is declining, like they wish that they could spend every single amount of money that they have on being healthy instead of being rich. So health is wealth.
Yeah, it is.
What's up, world? It's your boy Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast, and I am the founder of the OG Network, and I'm rolling with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.
I like throwing the card.
I see clearly. We're live on the street right now too, cousin. So go to the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. You want to see us live in the studio and listen to us too.
Had a very busy weekend. Kicked it off with celebrating Mr. Ollie Gates' 95th birthday, looking like he's 55 instead of 95. It must be the Gates barbecue sauce. Go on in and get you some more of that. Put that in your system.
It's aging people backwards.
Yes, it is. So there is a new partnership. Look, if you went to Gates recently, and you notice there's been a change in the pop. Usually, like, the only pop you're supposed to get with Gates is strawberry pop. Like, that's the classic Gates barbecue drink.
Okay.
But they used to be Pepsi. Mm. They done switched over to Coca-Cola. Mm. So all the Coke products, they are there at all the Gates now as they announced their partnership. And then Neil Smith, he's a part, Chiefs legend, he's of their... their management team now. So Gates is up in the ante on y'all.
You know, doing a big one. Celebrating 80 years. That's amazing.
They really are. So
I was out there toasting for a little second.
It was hot. You know, but all the dignitaries were out there. Emmanuel Cleaver, yes. Tech N9ne, hella people was out there.
Yeah, it was beautiful to see.
And then First Friday has happened on 18th and Vine. And
shout out to Key and that ATV.
And then me and Roblo the Star, we was hanging out at the studio. We was like, hey, let's pull up on D. She had Aura tonight.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we did.
Appreciate y'all sliding by. It was a great night. The vibes was top notch.
They was twerking on top cars, D.
Okay. Cancer season. Big shout out to all the birthdays that were in the building. We looking up to run that back again this Friday.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Duh. Gonna be one of those.
Let's see. And then what was it? What did I Saturday was 4th of July. I literally
what you do?
I literally did nothing.
Yeah.
That's like, I didn't go
that's,
over.
That's great.
I mean,
you gotta take a break and just be.
I saw maybe 5 people in their face.
What'd you do? I thought you said you didn't do nothing. How you go from not doing nothing to opposite people's faces?
Okay, so I gotta go see my, I gotta go take care of John.
Okay. Okay. I'm thinking you meant like you was outside. You talking about family.
And then I went to go get something to eat.
What you eat?
I had some Ranchos. Oh. It's on 31st. It's by the gates. Mm-hmm. I just wanted some Mexican food real quick.
Okay. Gotcha.
On 4th of July.
On 4th of July. I got some barbecue.
Because the day before, my mama had me go to LC's.
I saw that.
For her and John.
You doing a barbecue tour is what it sounds like.
I love me, you know. Had to get the top in the city, the top two.
You love to meet, Tom.
Pause. That was crazy.
Really? I thought so.
What's it's the July, problem?
Oh, that is July now, huh? So we can okay. Anyway, yesterday you was at No Request.
Yeah, major shout out to Rhea and D-Shot. Appreciate everybody that came out to have a good time. Everybody looked amazing. So, yeah, it was great. No Request. Trust your DJ.
Where was my... Oh, Chef Boy OG. Let me shout out him. So, he was catering a nuptials I was at yesterday. And shout out to Kareem and Kiera Mahmood.
Hey, cousins.
Hey, man. They tied a knot yesterday. It was looking beautiful, looking fantastic. I love black love, especially weddings. So, yeah, that was a beautiful thing.
What's up, KC? This is your boy, comedian Arnaz J, a.k.a. Sweet Potato. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Get your musical.
Hot 103 Jams and Uzazi Village present Caring for KC Mothers and Babies. This is going down this Friday. I can't wait for this, D. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Uzazi Village.
4232 Truths in the heart of Kansas City, Missouri. Please join us for a 12-hour community drive collecting essential items for mothers and babies. Stop by, donate diapers, baby wipes, formula, clothing, or personal care products. Every contribution helps provide families with the resources they need for a healthy start. The first time I ever walked in Uzazi Village, my jaw dropped. If you ever been to Kids R Us, you know, growing up, you know, or Babies R Us, was it? It was toys. Called Babies.
Yeah, they had a bunch of the versions. About, yeah, they did.
But the Babies R Us, like, they had just hella baby shoes and it was baby, you know, everything with babies and stuff. Yeah. Like, that's what it looked like in Uzazi Village. Mm-hmm. And these resources are free for mothers in our community who needs these things. So I cannot wait to join in with this drive coming up on Friday. It's very important to me.
Take advantage of these resources, KC.
Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota, he signed an executive order to safeguard property tax credits on the 4th of July. So property tax assessments, they've been an ongoing discussion, of course, in the town in Jackson County for several years. So he first announced his tax relief that will be on the way for residents in November of 25. And so this property tax program, it is in place to address issues with 2023 and 2024 property tax assessments. It's going back 3 years. It also implements tax credits for the next 3 years to correct the errors. And this program will have minimal financial impact on schools, cities, and other taxing jurisdictions. And the school districts have voiced their opposition to the plan. It was a joint letter from 12 district leaders in April, so they all on their head. But, you know, they have been having public hearings and all of this stuff. So, but it looks like he's trying to make progress on trying to help us get a little tax relief.
Yeah. Get that thing together, please. It's been a hot topic for, what, 2 years now?
Oh, no, more than that. More probably than that? 3 or 4 years now. Oof. Probably going back to 22 was when it started getting mm-hmm. out of control. And you know what? The stadium being built downtown. That's going to hike it up even more. So, yeah.
Yikes.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jams.
Appreciation to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app and listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning that way. And all the cousins that's tapping in on the stream. Thank you for looking at us live in the Brown and Krupa studio on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook, Twitter. Is it Twitch up? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Okay. The YouTube is up too. We know that's up. Shout out to all of you all. We appreciate and love you. And we see you out riding around and get it. We know you had a little 3-day rendezvous weekend, you know what I'm saying? But you out getting it right now on Bruce R. Watkins headed towards 71. Shout out to the cousins that driving right now on I-70 and Nolan Road from the Truman Sports Complex. Or you coming through from Blue Springs? Or you over there in KCK driving? Or you all on 119th and I-35 and Olathe from 87th and I-35? Wherever you at in Kansas City, we love and appreciate you for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, because we know we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, Oleo Hustle and Shine in the morning. We're going to start on social media, period, because a lot of our cousins be in the comment section just sending us a major energy. Love to Chandra Robinson. Who else we got? Connie D, Terry Davis, Senior. Big love also, and a shout out to Nikki Cooper, Delisha, and LaTanya. That was sent over from Dara. Said, I love y'all. Shout out to little sis Tasha. Wishing you a safe drive back to Texas. And a happy belated 21st birthday to DeMarcus. That was sent from Quita. Hey, Quita. Aunt Mary is here with the twins. Shout out to twin as they celebrated 66 on July 3rd. Love you, sis. Marilyn Rogers. Alicia Jackson. BFF Shalithia. Anastasia Jackson, what it do? Anthony Drone, Redmond Kids, Oh Grow, what it do? We been waiting on you, cousin.
Right.
We waiting on you at the door. Big love to Ashley Spellmeyer, Rich Harris, as always. My brother Brian that's locked in, his entire family. Shout out to the Red family. You know, big love for y'all. And one of our cousins from the 975 that sent us some love too. We appreciate you. And then we got some more comments too that's been coming in. Brandon Rodgers, what it do? Say good morning, Mr. YouTube this morning. Stacey Davis, Coco J, Casey Williams, Coachella, Henrietta Clark, Marcus Hearn, Hey, y'all. Happy Monday. Hope you all are having a great start to your day. Hopefully you all. So hopefully you just kind of chilling a little bit.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. It is a high of 89. Currently, cousin, it is 70 at the Grandview Triangle. Essence Festival was over the weekend. It was a huge success if you saw the videos or if you got a chance to be there in person.
Shout out to Corey.
But the conversation on this upcoming clip is what was your favorite black phrase?
I know that's right. If you like it, I love it.
Indeed.
My favorite is this, that, and the third. Like,
I say everybody and their mama gonna be there. I think that's my favorite one.
I see a red car and they still driving reckless and I be like, that's why your car wrecked now.
That's the one right there. You ever look at a car and be like, that's why your car look the way it do now. Bumper gone. You just out here just living.
Yeah. I got a couple. Let's see. Hard head makes a soft behind. I got that a lot.
Yeah.
You that's think a nice fat black means mama greasy. Phrase.
Yeah.
Fat means, yeah, that's one I got a lot. Ain't nothing open after 1 a.m. But legs and Waffle House.
Yikes.
If was a fifth, what? We all be drunk. And I ain't one of your little friends either.
Ooh, that was a good one, yeah. Ooh, how many times did we all hear that one? Boy. Oh, my God.
I ain't one of your partners, man.
Well, what's the saying? I forgot how it went, but it was something like if
I
your friends...
I brought you in, I'll take you out.
Oh, that one too, yeah. But like if your friends jump, you gonna do that too? You know, like if... Yeah.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, something Richard like that.
Richard Factor said that one time at a music conference. Talking about rappers.
Yeah.
He said, it's monkey see, monkey do entertainment.
We got so many phrases in the black community. That's why I just look at us and I love us. I'm rooting for everybody black. Everybody too.
Blackity black.
Blackity black black. Who else is blackity black black? If you didn't know, it's Vic Mensa. Rapper and actor. He's been very vocal about a lot of hot topics, including defending female rappers like Megan Thee Stallion.
And slapping academics.
And Young Miami.
Male artists are celebrated for shooting people. On the other hand, female artists are denigrated for getting shot. Young Miami song. It's an amazing melody. The subject matter is decrepit, but it's a very American record. Point being, American society is based on scandal. But it seems that women artists are invariably blamed for the situations they inherit.
He ain't lying.
He said it perfectly. We inherit this. Not the same time. I get it.
This is such a jam.
But I've been saying this. It's a double standard with certain things. Let's just acknowledge it. We ain't got to get up in arms about it, but just acknowledge that it's there. That's the morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Have a conversation with our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Mayor Lucas, as we wind down the World Cup being in Kansas City, this has made the summer of 2026 here a memorable one. There's been an abundance of excitement and electricity in the city this summer. You can like certainly feel it when you go out, certainly like almost every single night. Along with that, there have been many challenges along the way. What have you and the city learned from this experience? And how does the city plan to keep this momentum going after the World Cup?
You know, first of all, I have been excited by how Kansas City's responded. I was at LC's Barbecue recently. I've been at a lot of different spots. There are a lot of businesses doing well. We're going to make sure we continue to celebrate all of them. In terms of the work we need to do further, how can we amplify it in more districts? It may not be next to FanFest, may not be next to all the other energy. So ensuring we're hyping 18th and Vine, making sure that we're taking care of all of our businesses, our waiters and waitresses, another important group. But more than anything, I think this shows that Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium, and our community can do anything, can host big things. And frankly, it's making more people in hotels, in restaurants throughout the city, a whole lot of money. One other point, we see that we have buses that are going to Arrowhead Stadium, getting about 24,000 people there a game. We have got to invest in public transportation, how we get people to where they need to be. And it shouldn't just be a one-off soccer tournament that does it. It needs to be a focus of ours every day of the week.
I guess great minds think alike because that's the same direction I was headed to be shining. And so to kind of piggyback off of that, of course, Kansas City's on that FIFA World Cup high. Many countries have came. And even the other day, I watched a video where there was a tourist from Ghana. And he said that everyone is friendly and it's so lovely. He said they come up. They don't even know you. They buy you beer. They buy you shots. All these things. But, of course, all eyes are on Kansas City right now. And some reports are even saying we're outperforming those cities that are in those bigger markets. But my question to you, Mayor Lucas, is in this moment right now, how proud are you to be a Kansas Cityan?
I got to say, first of all, I've been incredibly proud of our community. I was at the fireworks show on the 4th of July, saw Liberty Memorial live, saw the Fan Fest live, got around in the community, loved almost every part of it. And the other thing that I think we have seen is our cultural connection. The other day, somebody on Facebook, a Colombian, was like, "We are so proud to meet the Afro-descended mayor of Kansas City," because most of their team Afro-descended too. But I think it has been cool to see cultures come together, people coming out of the woodwork. I didn't know we had that many Ecuadorians and Colombians here in Kansas City. So that's been real cool, and I hope people keep up that cultural connection. It doesn't just need to be at East High School and Northeast High School. It can be every day in Kansas City that we're getting along and we're getting together and we're working together for a better community.
We're having a good conversation with our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, everyone agrees Kansas City has a long history of redlining, segregation, and policies that hurt black communities is undeniable at this point. Kansas City created a reparations commission more than 3 years ago, and now we're getting closer to seeing its recommendations. For a lot of Kansas Cityans, the word reparations means different things to different people. When this commission finishes its work, what should residents realistically expect? And how do we make sure whatever comes out of this process actually creates opportunity and closes disparities instead of creating even more division?
You know, I think we got a few things we need to do. First of all, we need to account for our history of discrimination in Kansas City. This can't just be a story about other places. And sorry about all the noise, y'all. It needs to be a story about what we did wrong. Right. I know this is radio, so I won't run too long. Other step is how do we get real resources out to our community? Those are my two goals with it. But accounting for our history, getting resources to our community long term, and making sure that we're taking care of the people in our community.
And some of those findings from the research will be coming out in August of this year. Is that correct?
Yeah, the findings are expected to come out. I think the first step that we're going to do is say what laws were on the books in Kansas City, what discrimination existed in Kansas City, what things did we not do right that we need to make sure we're addressing now.
Well, we know you're on the road and you're traveling, Mayor Lucas. Yeah. Thank you so much for taking your time to hustle and shine this morning. We'll appreciate you and we'll holler at you next Monday.
Thank you.
Now y'all going to be there on Saturday night at Arrowhead, right? I want you dancing with the Argentina people, whatever going on, right? We'll see you, Brian.
I mean, we ain't got no tickets, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the city want to give us some tickets, you know? We'll be there, you know?
I'm going to see y'all. Have a good week.
All right, you too.
Bye.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
824 on your time, high of 90. Currently, it is 74 at the Shops on Blue Parkway. Beyonce is trending as normal, but this time for a specific reason. She dropped the Morning Dew / Dunk song and some visuals to the song. Now, this is ahead of the 20th anniversary of her iconic B-Day album. Now, if you recall with this song, Dunk, it was previously leaked on TikTok. And yes, I was one of those people that downloaded it.
Wherever, however, whatever, I'll be right by your side. See, I just wanna love you, boy, if you don't mind. Just kicking this little game of mine. And he said, kicking this little game of mine. And he said,
you
say
in the morning, you know it's early on.
How are you feeling that? I'm feeling it.
Okay.
I love the beat. Shout out to Pharrell on that. The Dream, of course, you know, she's worked with him plenty of times. Darius Dixon. So this sounds like it might be on the 20th anniversary edition of the B-Day album.
Yeah, you'll hear it at your local hookah spot. 24/7.
Love this song.
Very nice.
Thinking you think more of Chris Brown for that. But we'll switch gears over. Congratulations are in order to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, who got married the other day in New York. Star-studded. It was officiated by Adam Sandler. Did anybody see that coming?
Yikes.
I didn't. I saw somebody joke and said, well, when they saw that news that Adam Sandler was the officiating the wedding, they said, oh, how sweet of Taylor to give Travis one choice in the wedding ceremony.
Oh, that's his one choice? That Adam, was, and he picked Adam Sandler?
It was a joke.
Yikes.
That was a joke. Never mind. But, of course, he was there, Brad Pitt, and two people that people didn't expect, Nelly and Ashanti. Oh, and they did the full outfits, crisps.
What was they doing there?
Nelly B6. And Travis, they're acquaintances.
They are?
Yep.
What they be doing?
I don't know. Golfing? Rapping?
Look at that mouth.
I don't know. But shout out to them. Maybe playing football? I don't know.
I got to answer that.
Yeah. Well, that's the morning, guys. Let's get up out of here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We'll be back celebrating birthdays. And then also, that's
my jam. Shout out to the Cavs.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's cancer season. Happy birthday to those nurturing, intuitive, and emotionally complex cancer.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Send it over. Happy birthday to actor best known for his role on the Bernie Mac show. Happy birthday to Jeremy Suarez. A major happy birthday to KCK's very own rapper and producer, formerly known as A1 Bentley. Major happy birthday to Spring Break. A happy heavenly birthday to singer, songwriter, and actress whose music continues to live on. Happy birthday to Phyllis Hyman. A happy heavenly birthday to jazz, gospel singer, actress, and ordained minister, Della Reese. Sending over some birthday love to one of the best at trolling. Rapper, singer, songwriter, actor, investor, and did I mention TV producer as well? He's giving us classic records and classic TV series. Happy birthday to 50 Cent. A big happy birthday to comedian, actor, and producer straight out of Philly. Happy birthday to Kevin Hart. And last but not least, sending over birthday love to the twins, well-known actresses who gave us sitcom classics. Sister, sister, a happy birthday to Tamara and Tia Mallory.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in the town some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Dr. Erica L. Thompson, Dorsey Golson III, and Mark Harper. Happy birthday, Alvin J. Spotwood III, Joshua Jones, and Christina White. Sending birthday love to Don Shay Glass, Kool-Aid Davis, and Bunny Neville. Happy birthday, Ebony Haggins. A special happy birthday to Whitney Hope and everybody else born on July 6th. Happy birthday, Cancer. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
I see you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Rachel Thompson.
Hey, cousin. What you doing on this Monday?
Oh, I'm down here in the city. I had to bring my fiance to his eye appointment.
Well, that's right. Okay. Taking care of the fiance.
Mm-hmm. What flavor air freshener y'all got in that car?
I don't know. Air fresh.
Okay, see, now you're lying. It smells like cigarette smoke. You got cigarette smoke in that car?
Yep.
Oh, damn.
Okay, Newport. All right, cousin, look, we got two tickets to the Missouri Wine and Jazz Festival going down this weekend. You got a chance to win those tickets, but you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
She said, once you get inside, you can't change your mind. Don't mean the sun invasion, but you got a promise, baby.
Come on, sing.
Tell me again.
Tell me again.
Can we be lovers and friends?
Oh, okay. Oh. This is a good look, baby. Oh, oh yeah. Yeah.
Tell me again.
Oh, you're going to go back down. Okay. All right, here we go. Hey!
Go ahead.
A little wino mixed with a little choir mixed with a little.
I was about to say. I said I
didn't
know if she was gonna give us church.
Yeah, it's a little cigarette in there.
Look, we appreciate you being vulnerable and Ms. doing your big one.
tried.
Look, you get those two tickets. Your trying was good enough, cousin. You are going to the Missouri Wine and Jazz Festival. I'm assuming your plus one is going to be your fiance.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, get y'all drink right. on and have a good time.
Yeah. All right.
Drink on, not smoke on.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning shows get you hooked up, cousin.
Yeah, Hustle and Shine in the morning.